And welcome to This Shared Ownership Thing, a podcast where we talk about all things shared ownership to make your home buying journey as informed and as easy as possible. I'm your host, Cheryl, from Astor Sales, one of the leading providers of shared ownership homes in South England. On this podcast, we'll be bringing you incredible customer stories, debunking common misconceptions around shared ownership, and speaking with expert voices from the sector, all without the jargon. On today's episode, I'm joined by our marketing officer, Lauren, and we also have Vicky. So let's start with you, Lauren.
Hi, I'm Lauren, one of the marketing officers to Astor Sales, and I'm going to be chatting with Vicky today, who's our senior layer manager at Astor. I'm talking about an exciting new development, Hazelton Meadows in Southbourne. So welcome to the podcast, Vicky. Please, can you give us an overview of what you do at Astor?
Hi, Lauren. Thanks. Yes, I'm a senior land manager for Astor. So I purchase land and obtain planning permission for a range of homes for either affordable rent, social rent, or shared ownership.
That's great. Thank you, Vicky. Can you share a little overview of what your typical day would look like?
It depends, really. Very often we will meet with developers such as Bloor, as we've got in Southbourne, or we will meet solicitors or architects or do technical reviews or risk assessments or financial appraisals or board reports. It's quite varied. So it depends on where we are with each project, and typically we have sort of 5 to 6 projects each at a time.
I love that. Really busy, varied job there. Do you have a favourite part of your job?
That's a good question, Lauren. I probably like the end part where after a few years the project's handed over to the technical team, and then we get to hear that the units are coming out the ground and in construction, and sometimes we can pop along and see our finished work, and that can be really rewarding.
Yeah, definitely, once you see it get over the line.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you had a favourite development that you've been working on?
Probably one of my favourite ones is a new development that we're working on in Chidham, and it's because it's so local to me, and I think it's an absolutely amazing location. Somewhere I definitely want to live. It's a small development of 26 homes with some wonderful views. And I think that's probably one of my favourite ones. I think it's going to be really special.
Oh, fantastic. We'll have to have you back for that one to hear all about that development. And lastly, in relation to our Make Yourself at Home campaign, what does home mean to you?
I think home means to me somewhere where you can, whatever happens during the day, however challenging life is, it's somewhere where you can go and feel safe and recuperate and just relax and unwind. I think that's what home means to me.
So, Vicky, you've come on the podcast today to talk to us about an exciting new development in Southbourne. Of all the developments we have at Astor, we're talking about this one in particular, as it is situated in a lovely area in West Sussex where affordable homes are needed. Can you tell us a bit about the homes that are coming at Hazelton Meadows and the amounts of houses and bedroom types we're going to have here?
Yes, certainly, Lauren. Southbourne's a fantastic village. It's really well connected with Chichester and Havant. This particular development is within walking distance of a fantastic primary school. My children actually went there, and nursery schools and a secondary school. There are plans for Southbourne to be developed much further, and that will provide quite a bit more in terms of local facilities. This particular project is with Bloor, and we've got a range of 2, 3 and 4 bed homes here.
I've been to Southbourne recently and it's a lovely area. Are there any standout sites, landmarks or features for you?
I'd have to say Southbourne is surrounded by some beautiful walks, and it's quite close to the coast. And there's a lovely little inlet beach at Prinstead, which isn't far at all from Southbourne. So I think they're probably the standout things for me personally. But it's also very close to Chichester, which is a nice cathedral city. And it's really pretty and has got a range of facilities.
I can't be the only one that thought of cheese then when you just said cathedral city. Honestly, can you tell it's December? Oh, cheese. I am just going to pipe in here, Vicky. So I know you mentioned that there's lots of schools in the area and that your children went to the schools there too. So this sounds like a development that would be perfect for, I don't know, say like a growing family or people to move into if they plan to have children or have a family already. Apart from the schools, is there anything else within the area that you think would really appeal to buyers? It sounds like a beautiful area already.
I think it's just, you know, as an area, it's really well connected. So you are 20 minutes from Portsmouth, you're about 10-15 minutes from Chichester. It's a 45 minute train journey to Brighton. It's a 50 minute drive, if that, to Southampton. It's a 45 minute drive to Guildford. So you're really well connected. You're really well connected to the shoreline, and to the South Downs for walks and outdoor life, but is also for employment. It's really well placed. You can get sort of anywhere, really. Southbourne does have its own train station, and there are train links to London on the Victoria line.
Oh, nice.
So it's an hour and 10 minutes, something like that, to London up the Victoria line.
Oh, sounds like the perfect little mix of everything.
Yeah.
I think I might buy a home.
A big thanks to both Lauren and Vicky for visiting us on the This Shared Ownership Thing podcast so far. We've referred to this lovely new development throughout this episode as Hazelton Meadows, but just so our listeners are aware, it is now named Prior's Meadow. So when you're looking on our website, you will see these homes listed under Prior's Meadow. It certainly sounds like a fantastic new development to help get people on the property ladder in Southbourne. To find out more, visit asta.co.uk/Southbourne or click the link in the show notes.